Now, somebody said not long ago that they had gotten some that they were going to try it, that said it was good for arthritis. So, it, you know, arthritis used to be old-time rheumatism.
What were some of the trees that you had in the community, common trees that you'd find?
Well, we had willow, cottonwood, ash.
The hardwoods, I guess, a lot of them been chopped down now.
Oh, yes. Pecan, hackberry.
Did you have that tree with a long, white, scaly bark? White limbs?
Yeah.
Sycamore.
Sycamore. Okay. Had one right out in the corner of the yard.
Any bushes that would turn red early in the fall? Sumac?
Mm-hmm. Used to be back over behind here. We didn't have any in, you know, back over near the woods.
What was that?
Back here. I told you yesterday we used to have just a woods back there and about 100 yards back over there.
Yes, ma'am.
And they cleaned it all up.
And that was where you find
that sumac. And think that, and then there were different trees. I don't know what they. There was a hall tree. It didn't grow very big, and in the fall it would turn just as pretty. Looked like Christmas. Reminded you of that. I remember one Christmas, the weather was so bad we couldn't get out to get a Christmas tree, and my boys went back over and cut one. And we decorated it and made a real pretty Christmas tree. Because we always got one, you know, and had one. But that year, the weather was so horrible.
What about berries you have?
Well, we have dewberries, blackberries.
You got those red berries?
Well, strawberries. We have the wild strawberries. I have had them. Plenty of them. But I don't have any more. And different ones raise. Lots of people raise strawberries now that
they.
Well, you don't have many raspberries in here. They don't. Now, some of them have planted boysenberries on the fences, and they're very nice. And have grapes.
Mm. What about that vine that makes you break out all over?
Ha! Poison ivy.
Okay.
It is. I had it in my mouth one time.
You did?
Yes, sir. And you know how I got it?
I
got a stuck a stick in my mouth. Like kids will do, you know. Oh, if I didn't have a time, it's awful. Got all over my face. Kathy had some on her arm the other day. I don't know what she was doing. She was out in the yard. We have some back over there on the fig trees. They cut it down. A lot of people, you know, just pick it up and don't have, but I can't do that. I've always had it terribly.
Yeah. Okay. Now, a woman who's lost her husband is a
widow.
Right. What if her husband had just ran away?
Well, she's a grass widow.
Grass widow, okay. Did you have names that you would call your grandmother and grandfather?
Well, I didn't know my grandmother and grandfather.
Or father and dad, mother?
Well, that's. We called them mother and daddy. Called daddy and mother. That's
A name that you had for a child would be a what?
Give a name or a nickname.
Okay.
Which my family is just, you know that from my brother.
Yeah.
My family's terrible about it. And there's so many bubbles in the family. We had at Christmas. Christmas a year ago, my grandson came down from West Virginia and brought a friend from Pennsylvania with him, and he had a friend from Houston and threw into Jackson. They all hunted. And the men have a club out there, it's a duck club. And they went out there, and he came back, and they all called me Granny.